Harry turned on the spot, with Griphook on his shoulders, concentrating with all his might on the leaky cauldron, the inn that was the entrance to Diagon Alley. The goblin clung even tighter as they moved into the compressing darkness, and seconds later, Harry's feet found pavement, and he opened his eyes on Charing Cross Road. Muggles bustled past wearing the hangdog expressions of early morning, quite unconscious of the little inn's existence. The bar of the leaky cauldron was nearly deserted. Tom, the stooped and toothless landlord, was polishing glasses behind the bar counter. A couple of warlocks having a muttered conversation in the far corner glanced at Hermione and drew back into the shadows.
"Madame Lestrange,"
murmured Tom, and as Hermione passed, he inclined his head subserviently.
"Good morning,"
said Hermione, and as Harry crept past, still carrying Griphook piggyback under the cloak, he saw Tom look surprised.
"Too polite,"
Harry whispered in Hermione's ear as they passed out of the inn into the tiny backyard.
"You need to treat people like they're scum." "Okay, okay."
Hermione drew out Bellatrix's wand and tapped a brick in the nondescript wall in front of them. At once the bricks began to whirl and spin. A hole appeared in the middle of them, which grew wider and wider, finally forming an archway onto the narrow cobbled street that was Diagon Alley. It was quiet, barely time for the shops to open, and there were hardly any shoppers abroad. The crooked cobbled street was much altered now from the bustling place Harry had visited before his first term at Hogwarts so many years before. More shops than ever were boarded up, though several new establishments dedicated to the dark arts had been created since his last visit. Harry's own face glared down at him from posters plastered over many windows, always captioned with the words, "Undesirable Number One." A number of ragged people sat huddled in doorways. He heard them moaning to the few passers-by, pleading for gold, insisting that they were really wizards. One man had a bloody bandage over his eye. As they set off along the street, the beggars glimpsed Hermione. They seemed to melt away before her, drawing hoods over their faces and fleeing as fast as they could. Hermione looked after them curiously, until the man with the bloodied bandage came staggering right across her path.
"My children!"
he bellowed, pointing at her. His voice was cracked, high-pitched. He sounded distraught.
"Where are my children? What has he done with them? You know! You know!"
I really," stammered Hermione.
The man lunged at her, reaching for her throat. Then, with a bang and a burst of red light, he was thrown backward onto the ground, unconscious. Ron stood there, his wand still outstretched and a look of shock visible behind his beard. Faces appeared at the windows on either side of the street, while a little knot of prosperous-looking passers-by gathered their robes about them and broke into gentle trots, keen to vacate the scene. Their entrance into Diagon Alley could hardly have been more conspicuous. For a moment, Harry wondered whether it might not be better to leave now and try to think of a different plan. Before they could move or consult one another, however, they heard a cry from behind them.
"Why, Madame Lestrange!"
Harry whirled around, and Griphook tightened his hold around Harry's neck. A tall, thin wizard with a crown of bushy grey hair and a long, sharp nose was striding toward them.
"It's Travers,"
hissed the goblin into Harry's ear. But at that moment, Harry could not think who Travers was. Hermione had drawn herself up to her fullest height and said with as much contempt as she could muster,
"And what do you want?"
Travers stopped in his tracks, clearly affronted.
"He's another Death Eater,"
breathed Griphook, and Harry sidled sideways to repeat the information into Hermione's ear.
"I merely sought to greet you," said Travers coolly. "But if my presence is not welcome..."
Harry recognized his voice now. Travers was one of the Death Eaters who had been summoned to Xenophilius's house.
"No, no, not at all, Travers,"
said Hermione quickly, trying to cover up her mistake.
"How are you?"
"Well, I confess I am surprised to see you out and about, Bellatrix."
"Really? Why?"
asked Hermione.
"Well," Travers coughed, "I heard that the inhabitants of Malfoy Manor were confined to the house after the escape.